68 degrees in Rhinelander at 106. With WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer. A recent test at the Crescent Spring near Rhinelander shows continued elevated levels of the chemical family commonly known as PFAS. PFAS is linked to health risks, including cancer. The Oneida County Health Department's Todd Trosky reports the recent test had a nearly similar level to the contaminant taken at a test last year. Wisconsin doesn't have a standard for the chemical, but the level is higher than values established in other states. The spring had been a popular spot to get water. A sign has been posted at the spring with a recommendation from the department to not drink the water, and the full release is at WXPR.org. Rhinelander's Northwood Golf Club is off to a good start for 2020, even with the COVID pandemic. But competition and marketing will continue to be challenges. Ken Krall has more.
During a recent presentation by management firm Green Golf Partners, Kyle Christian, general manager of Head Golf Professionals, said the course is on track to turn around nearly two decades of losses. He says a key factor is this is the last year of an $80,000 payment on the clubhouse. He says the numbers have been above projection even with COVID.
May, we were budgeted to make $14,000 and made $47,000. And we just got a rough draft of June. We budgeted $110,000 and we were at $117,000. So that just shows the course right now with COVID is being used very well.
He says membership has grown by 32%. Rhinelander Common Council wanted to find out more about what could be done to market their municipal course. Green Golf Partners CEO Matt McEntee says while the course is appealing to the local trade, marketing must also be toward people from outside the area.
It's more than 50% of the people that play that golf course are coming from somewhere else. You know, we're pretty reliant upon them. You know, it does come down to the economics of supply and demand and what are the underlying demographics up here.
McEntee says only about 18% of the population plays golf. He says the COVID outbreak has driven many people to return to try golf for exercise. He says the task is to make this uptick sustainable. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
This month marks 10 years since Wisconsin's smoke-free indoor air law began, prohibiting smoking in enclosed public spaces. Locally, Jenny Camilleri is a community health specialist for Oneida County and leads the Northwoods Tobacco-Free Coalition. She says the law has been around long enough to have some data on its impact.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, in 2008, before the smoke-free air law passed, 21% of high school youth smoked cigarettes. By 2018, 8 years after the smoke-free air law went into effect, that rate had dropped to 5%.
Camilleri says a generation of youth have grown up with the new law. Adult rates have also dropped to 16%, also fueled by an increase in the tobacco tax. Camilleri says one negative trend has been an uptick in the use of e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes were not included in the smoke-free air law.
Good news is that over the past few years, some local Wisconsin communities have passed ordinances prohibiting the use of e-cigarettes in public places, and about 36% of the state population is now protected from the secondhand aerosols.
The World Health Organization recommends that e-cigarettes not be used indoors in order to minimize the risk to bystanders of breathing in the aerosol emitted by the devices. There's free help available to quit smoking at the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And a website designed to promote Oneida County is looking for more area businesses to list themselves on the site. OneNorthwoods.com launched a year ago. The site houses all the tourism-related businesses who belong to a chamber of commerce within Oneida County. Colette Sorgel, president of the Oneida County Tourism Council and executive director of the Three Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce, says the council wants owners to know that non-chamber members are welcome to be a part of the site as well, provided they fall into the categories of lodging, shopping, dining, attractions, or activities.
We want it to be sure that local businesses have an opportunity to be seen and visited right now. We want to make sure that visitors, when they are here, when they're looking to come, we want them to have access of everything that's in Oneida County.
Sorgel says visitors tend to move around when they're here and are looking for places to go around the region. Local people can also find out more about what's here.
A lot of the locals are traveling more locally to stay closer to home, and we want to make sure that they know all the new places that have opened, all the different variety we have in Oneida County.
To get listed, contact the Chamber of Commerce nearest to the business location. The information becomes part of a large database that allows travelers to search by the type of business, amenities, location, and more. More information is at OneNorthwoods.com. In your forecast for this afternoon, we're on our way to a high of 73 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy, low 55 tonight, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high near 71 degrees. On Wednesday, 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 73 degrees. Undercurrents is next. All Things Considered starts at 4 o'clock. This is WXPR News.